When finally his presence was noticed, one of them, on sizing Nate up with an unsteady and lopsided grin, piped up,
"Hello? Who's this fucking joker? How come he ain't pitching in with his shipmates?"
"Don't know, Jacko. Probably an officer. What you reckon, Spuds?"
"Looks like a greaser to me, Scragsy."
"Second mate, eh? Well, that's no excuse. If he ain't open, he should keep out of the way. That's how no good idle buggers get themselves hurt."
Before Nate could even begin to respond to this barrage of disrespect, the unruly gang had already secured the main topsail halyard and, with another bout of enthusiastic shantying, were employing themselves likewise with the foretopsail. All of which left Nate standing there wondering how exactly he was supposed to gain any semblance of control over men such as these.
"Set the outer jib, let her fly!"
As the jib ascended the forestay, Robert Biggs glanced over the side to check on the anchor's progress.
"Fast on, you windlass, ready to trip anchor! Up, anchor, ahoy! Jib sheet, hold the weather! Fore and main topsails, let fall! Halyards haul, tend the lifts and braces! Sheet home and look lively about it!"
From aloft, the bunched canvas of Achilles' topsails were let go, showering those below with an accumulation of dew and rainwater, and as each yard began to ascend its topmast, its sheets were hauled down promptly and secured to the fife rails below.
"Weather sheets haul, now you lee! Well enough, the main! Well enough, the fore! Belay! Sweat those halyards, damn you!"
In the midst of the stream of humanity that subsequently spewed forth from the forescuttle, came a very dazed and utterly confused Harry Jenkins, who, having barely seconds earlier been shaken violently from his slumber and thrown bodily into the midst of this upward stampede, now squinted about him with a numb incomprehension.
"You there! Lend a hand to the windlass!"
Harry stared dumbly at this large and brutish-looking article, who for some odd reason was dressed in a bright red military tunic and speaking absolute gibberish to him.
"Who the hell is the windlass? And why can't she do it herself, the lazy cow?"
He promptly received a slap in the face for his efforts. And no girly slap either. In fact, it bloody well hurt.
"What the devil? Now look here," Harry protested.
Dreaming or not, by God, that demanded satisfaction.